Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive with us.
It's great to be back.
Today we're going to be looking at the power of storytelling.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and you know, we found this really interesting piece on Thriving Threads channel.
Oh yeah, I love their blog.
Yeah, their blog and their podcast are great. And they have this article called The Power of Storytelling in Everyday Life.
I've seen that one.
And it really got us thinking about, you know, why is this something that is so important to understand and unpack a little bit?
It is something we kind of take for granted.
Yeah.
We don't think about it much, but stories are everywhere.
Yeah, they really are. And think about it, like back before we had written language.
Yeah.
Stories were how we...
That's how we did everything, right?
Preserved history and shared knowledge.
Shared knowledge, yeah.
And even like formed cultural identities.
Totally. Hey, can you imagine like sitting around a fire and... You know, the elders are telling stories.
Oh, yeah.
About, you know, bravery or, you know, things to watch out for.
Like the cautionary tales.
Yeah, like be careful of this or, you know, this is what a hero does.
Exactly.
And that was how people learn.
Yeah, it wasn't just entertainment.
No, it was like survival.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And it's so interesting that even today, right, in our modern world, we might not be gathering around a fire as much.
We're still telling stories.
We're still drawn to stories.
All the time.
Whether it's in books or movies or even just the conversation.
Even just like gossiping with your friends, that's storytelling.
Exactly.
But what we do.
Yeah, so it makes you wonder, like, why are we so drawn to stories?
There's got to be a reason.
Yeah, there's something going on there. And actually, neuroscience has some interesting insights into this.
Really?
Yeah. So apparently... Our brains don't just passively receive stories.
What do they do?
They react as if we are experiencing the event ourselves.
Whoa. I know, right?
So, like, I'm watching a movie and my brain thinks it's happening to me. Yeah, like areas of our brain, like the amygdala, which is responsible for processing emotions, and the hippocampus, which is, like, crucial for memory formation.
Right.
Those light up when we're engaged in a story.
That's wild.
So it's not just in our heads. It's actually happening in our brains.
No kidding.
That feeling of being swept up in a good book.
Totally.
Or feeling that rush of emotion during a movie.
Yeah.
That's our brains actually like firing.
That's so cool.
I know. It's amazing. And that's why stories can have such a profound impact on us.
Makes sense.
They make information stick. They influence our feelings.
Wow.
And they even shape our understanding of the world.
So they're more than just entertainment.
Yeah. It's not just about like, oh, that was a fun story. It's like, no, they actually have real power.
It's powerful stuff.
To influence how we think and behave.
That's amazing.
And think about like marketing uses storytelling.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
To sell you stuff.
To connect you with brands.
Oh, yeah.
All the leaders use it to inspire and motivate their teams.
For sure.
It's about tapping into that human response to narrative.
I love that.
Okay, so we've established that storytelling has this deep-rooted power.
Yeah.
But how does that translate to our personal lives?
Right, because we're not all like running companies and selling products.
Right, they're not all CEOs or marketing gurus.
Yeah, but you know what? We all tell stories every day.
We do.
Yeah, think about it. Have you ever like told your friend about something funny that happened?
Oh, yeah.
Or shared a memory with someone you love?
Right.
That's storytelling.
Mm,
you're
yeah.
building connections,
right.
shaping your identity and expressing yourself.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
All those little conversations.
Yeah.
That's storytelling.
They all contribute to this bigger picture.
It's all part of like the human experience.
The tapestry of human experience.
Totally. And it goes beyond just talking.
Oh, yeah.
Think about writing.
Okay.
Like journaling or blogging.
Uh-huh.
That's storytelling too.
That's true.
You're processing your experiences, exploring your thoughts and feelings, having a dialogue with yourself.
I like that, having a dialogue with yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what about those family stories?
Oh, yeah.
The ones that are passed down.
Like at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, at gatherings.
You know, my uncle did this and...
Exactly, and those are more than just anecdotal.
Oh, yeah.
They carry traditions, values, mm-hmm. a sense of shared history.
Like where we come from.
It's really powerful.
It is.
So we've talked about how storytelling is interwoven into our personal lives.
Yeah.
But how does this power translate into the professional world?
Okay.
Like, is it really that impactful?
Good question.
In a setting like a business presentation?
You would be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. Imagine sitting through a presentation.
Okay.
It's just like bullet points and data and data and data.
Death by PowerPoint.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now imagine someone gets up there
okay.
and tells a story.
Okay.
Which one is going to be more engaging?
Oh, the story for sure.
Right, and more memorable.
Way more memorable.
But it's not just about entertainment. Studies have shown that putting storytelling into presentations, it helps people remember.
Oh, wow.
It makes them pay attention.
Really?
And it can even change their minds about things.
Wow, so there's actually science behind that.
Yeah.
That stories make us more receptive to information.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and that makes me think about, like, some of the best leaders I've encountered are also great storytellers.
The best ones are.
They know how to connect on a human level.
It's not just telling you what to do. It's getting you to feel something.
Exactly.
And that makes you want to follow them.
Yeah. And speaking of connection, what about team building?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Can storytelling play a role there as well?
Big time.
Really?
Yeah, because if you share personal stories, especially if you're a little bit vulnerable or funny, it breaks down those walls between people.
That's true.
You get to know each other.
Yeah.
You build trust.
And camaraderie.
It's like we're all human here.
Right, we're all in this together.
We've all got stories.
Yeah, it's a very powerful thing.
It is powerful.
So we've looked at storytelling in our personal lives,
mm-hmm.
the workplace, and how it shapes families.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
But this isn't just a Western thing, right?
No.
Like, I've always been fascinated by how stories connect us across cultures.
That's a great point.
Like, you think about indigenous cultures.
Yeah.
And how they use oral traditions to pass down wisdom and history.
It's amazing.
Through generations.
Like, it's more than just stories.
Yeah.
It's their knowledge, their beliefs, their values.
It's their identity.
It connects them to their ancestors and their land.
It's so powerful.
It is, and it keeps that information alive.
Right. It doesn't get lost.
Yeah, exactly.
And even like those fairy tales and fables that seem so universal.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah. They often carry these subtle cultural nuances.
Totally. Like the same story
can
have a different meaning.
Depending on where it came from.
Right. Because it reflects what that culture thinks is important.
Yeah, like their views on morality and social norms.
Even how they understand nature.
And it's fascinating how these narratives passed down through centuries shape our understanding of ourselves and others.
It's like a window into different worlds.
It really is. And it's amazing to think about how these shared narratives, regardless of where they come from, create a sense of community and belonging.
It brings us together.
Yeah. It reminds us that we're all part of this larger human story.
I love that.
Connected by experiences that transcend time and place.
It's beautiful.
It is. But how has storytelling evolved in the digital age?
Wow, that's a big one.
It feels like things have changed dramatically.
Things have changed.
With social media and the internet.
For sure.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's pretty exciting, actually, because now anyone can tell their story.
Right.
If you have a phone and the internet, you can share it with the world.
That's true.
And it's not just about how many people see it. It's about all the different ways we can tell stories now.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, think about like Instagram and TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Micro storytelling.
Bite-sized.
Right. You got to get to the point.
Yeah.
And make it visual.
Keep people's attention.
It's a whole new skill.
And there's podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Which have exploded in popularity.
Everyone's got a podcast.
I know, right? And there's something so intimate and engaging about listening to stories unfold through audio.
It's like someone's whispering in your ear.
Yeah, like you're right there with them.
Exactly. And you can really go deep. You don't have to worry about pictures.
Right.
So you can explore all these complex themes and characters and emotions.
It's a very different experience.
It is. It really draws you in.
And we can't forget about video content.
Oh, yeah.
Which seems to dominate platforms like YouTube and TikTok.
It's like storytelling on steroids.
It combines visuals, audio narrative.
The whole package.
To create something truly captivating.
And it's so easy to share.
Yeah. It's incredible how technology has not only expanded the reach of storytelling, but has also transformed the ways we tell and experience stories.
We've come a long way from that campfire.
That's for sure. But speaking of transformation, there's another aspect of storytelling I've always been curious about.
Okay. What's that?
It's therapeutic potential.
Ooh. Interesting.
And can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, it's a fascinating area, and people are starting to pay attention to it.
Okay.
Storytelling has always been used for healing and personal growth.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, think about it.
Nope.
Before modern psychology,
people
use stories to make sense of their experiences, to deal with trauma, and to find meaning in their lives.
Your cope.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's like those traditional healers, they would use stories and metaphors to help people connect with their inner wisdom.
That's so interesting.
And find ways to heal.
Wow.
And now modern psychology is starting to use this too. Therapists encourage their clients to share their stories.
Okay.
It helps them process difficult emotions,
right,
work through traumatic experiences,
yeah,
and understand why they do the things they do.
So it's like giving a voice to our inner world.
Exactly.
Helping us understand ourselves better.
And sometimes just getting it out there,
yeah,
can be a huge relief.
Right. It's cathartic.
Totally. It helps you see things from different angles,
yeah,
and find ways to move on.
So even if we don't consider ourselves writers or storytellers in the traditional sense,
right,
there's still value in using storytelling as a tool for self-reflection and healing.
Absolutely. Anyone can do it.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From the ancient roots of storytelling to its evolution in the digital age,
yeah,
and its potential for healing.
Powerful stuff.
But let's get practical for a moment.
Okay.
How can we as individuals become better storytellers?
Good question.
What are the key ingredients for crafting a narrative that truly captivates and connects? And remember that article from Thriving Threads channel we mentioned at the beginning?
Yeah, they had some great advice.
They did. They had some really great tips on this.
So what did they say?
Well, first and foremost, it's all about structure.
Structure. Okay.
Every good story has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Makes sense.
It's like building a house.
Okay.
You need a solid foundation, strong walls, and a roof that ties it all together.
You can't just have a pile of bricks.
Exactly. Without structure, a story can feel rambling and confusing.
Like you're lost.
Yeah, like getting lost in a maze with no clear path.
No fun.
So that classic three-act structure, setup, confrontation resolution.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
It's more than just a formula.
It is.
It's a way to create a framework for your narrative.
Okay, so it's like a roadmap.
Exactly.
But it doesn't have to be rigid.
Right. It shouldn't feel rigid or formulaic.
Okay.
It's more about having that roadmap that guides your story.
Okay.
While still allowing for creativity, spontaneity, and those unexpected detours that make a narrative truly engaging.
So, like, there's a plan, but you can deviate.
Exactly.
I like that.
It's like jazz music.
Ooh, I love jazz.
There's structure,
yeah,
and a melody.
Right.
But the musicians also have the freedom to improvise.
To make it their own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's about finding that balance.
Gotcha.
Between structure and flexibility.
Okay.
Making sure the story has a clear direction, but also allowing for those moments of surprise and delight.
That keeps it interesting.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And another crucial aspect, which Thriving Threads channel highlighted, is understanding your audience.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it's not about talking at people.
No.
But rather talking with them.
Right.
Sharing an experience.
Yeah.
And creating a genuine connection.
It's a conversation.
It is. And they use this great analogy in the article.
How was it?
Of throwing a ball.
Okay.
You wouldn't just hurl it as hard as you can.
No, you might hurt someone.
Exactly. Without considering who's on the receiving end.
You got to know your catcher.
Exactly. You have to adjust your throw.
Yeah.
Based on their distance, their ability to catch, and their willingness to play.
So, like, how far away they are.
Yeah.
If they've ever caught a ball before.
Exactly.
And if they even want to play.
Right. Are they interested?
Makes sense.
It's the same with storytelling.
Okay.
You need to consider your audience's background, their knowledge, level their interest, and even their emotional state.
Wow. So you really have to think about who you're talking to.
You do, because what might resonate with one audience could completely miss the mark with another.
That's good advice.
So it's really about taking the time to understand your audience.
Okay.
What are their interests, their pain points, their aspirations?
Right. What makes them tick?
Exactly. And knowing these things allows you to tailor your story in a way that speaks directly to them.
Like you're speaking their language.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And once you have a sense of your audience, you can start thinking about how to bring your story to life with vivid imagery and descriptive language.
Okay.
Thriving Threads channel emphasized the importance of engaging all the senses.
All the senses.
Sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell.
Wow.
To create a truly immersive experience for the listener.
That's a tall order.
It is, but it's so powerful.
Give me an example.
Okay, so instead of saying the food was delicious,
okay,
you could say something like, the aroma of roasted garlic and rosemary filled the air, and the first bite of the juicy steak melted in my mouth like butter.
Oh, yeah, that's way better.
Right?
It makes you feel like you're there.
It paints such a vivid picture in your mind.
Totally.
Those details transport your audience to that moment.
Wow.
Making them feel like they're right there with you.
That's powerful.
Experiencing the story firsthand.
I love it.
But details aren't just about sensory appeal.
What else can they do?
They can also reveal character, set up the mood, and even foreshadow events.
Whoa.
A skilled storyteller knows how to use details strategically,
yeah,
to enhance the emotional impact of their narrative.
That's tricky.
It's a subtle art.
Give me an example.
Okay, so think about those classic detective novels.
I love those.
Where the author might describe the way a character nervously taps their foot.
Okay.
Or the faint scent of perfume lingering in the air.
Right.
Those seemingly insignificant details often turn out to be crucial clues.
No way.
It's true.
Wow.
Details are like breadcrumbs
I like
that
that.
lead your audience through the story, keeping them engaged and curious about what's going to happen next.
So you got to sprinkle those breadcrumbs.
Exactly. And speaking of keeping your audience engaged,
Yeah.
let's talk about the power of emotions in storytelling.
Oh, good one.
This is something that Thriving Threads channel really emphasized.
And for good reason.
Because facts and figures might inform,
Yeah.
but it's emotions that truly connect us to a story.
That make it memorable. It's
Exactly.
so true.
Think about the stories that have stayed with you long after you've heard them.
Okay.
They're likely the ones that made you feel something.
Yeah, like joy, sadness, anger, fear.
Exactly.
Our brains are wired to remember emotionally charged events more vividly.
Than neutral ones.
So if you want your story to stick, you gotta make
Yeah.
people feel something.
You gotta make them laugh,
Yeah.
make them cry, make them think.
Make them feel something real.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be over the top or dramatic.
Okay.
Even subtle emotional nuances can make a huge difference.
Interesting.
Think of it like this. Every story has a heartbeat.
A heartbeat.
It's the emotional pulse that keeps the narrative alive and draws the audience in.
I love that.
And that heartbeat doesn't have to be a pounding drum.
Oh.
It can be a subtle rhythm, a gentle wave, or even a moment of quiet reflection.
Ooh, I like that.
The key is to find the emotional core of your story
Okay.
and let it guide your choices.
So it's like the heart of the story,
Exactly.
the soul.
And as we delve deeper into this idea of emotional storytelling,
Yeah.
let's explore some practical tips for injecting emotion into our narratives.
I'm ready.
How can we make our stories resonate on a deeper level?
Let's do it.
Okay, so we've talked about structure and knowing your audience, but how do we actually weave emotion into our storytelling?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
It feels like a delicate balance.
It is.
You don't want to be overly sentimental,
Right.
but you also don't want to come across as cold and detached.
Nobody wants a robot telling them a story.
So how do we find that sweet spot?
Well, I think the key is authenticity.
Authenticity, okay.
You don't have to be like a drama queen to
Right.
connect with people emotionally.
Yeah.
It's more about tapping into your own genuine feelings and experiences
Okay.
and allowing yourself to be vulnerable.
So it's not about forcing emotion,
So,
but rather letting it flow naturally from the story itself.
exactly.
Okay, I like that.
Think about the stories that have really moved you,
Yeah.
whether it's a book or a movie or even just a friend telling you something that happened.
Yeah.
It's often those moments of raw honesty,
Right.
those glimpses of shared humanity
Okay.
that really hit us in the
That
feels.
resonate most deeply. That
Yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah. We connect with the realness, the vulnerability.
We do.
So how can we as storytellers become more comfortable with expressing those raw emotions?
It's a process,
Yeah.
but I think it starts with self-awareness.
Self-awareness. Okay.
Pay attention to your own emotional responses as you craft your story.
Okay.
What moments evoke strong feelings in you?
Okay. What makes me laugh or cry?
Exactly what details make you feel a sense of wonder or awe?
Okay.
Those are the moments that are going to connect with your audience too.
So it's like using our own emotional compass to guide the storytelling.
I love that analogy. It's
Yeah.
spot on.
Okay. So we have our emotional compass,
Yeah.
but are there any other tools we can
Oh,
use
yeah, for sure.
to really bring those emotions to life?
Well, don't be afraid to experiment
Okay.
with different ways of conveying emotion.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, you could use humor,
Okay.
irony, suspense,
Okay.
imagery, metaphors,
Right.
even silence.
Oh, yeah.
All of these can be really powerful tools.
For creating an emotional landscape for your audience,
That's a great reminder that storytelling is an art form,
it
not
is.
a rigid formula.
It's about finding your own voice, your
Yeah.
own style,
Right.
and letting your unique perspective shine through.
And the more you embrace your own authenticity.
The more your stories will connect.
Yeah. People don't just want to be informed. They
Right.
want to be moved.
Exactly.
Speaking of being moved, I've always been fascinated by the idea that we're all storytellers,
We are.
whether we realize it or not.
It's true.
It's like our brains are constantly weaving
To
narratives.
make sense of the world,
Yeah, to understand what's going on around us.
we tell ourselves stories about our past, our
Right.
present, and our future.
Okay.
We use stories to explain our actions,
Oh,
our
yeah.
beliefs,
Right.
even our identities.
So it's like we're all walking around with these invisible scripts in our heads.
Totally.
Constantly shaping and reshaping our realities.
And the more aware we become of those scripts, yep, the more power we have to rewrite them.
Wait, so you're saying we can actually change our lives?
I think so.
By changing the stories we tell ourselves.
Think about it.
Okay.
If you're always telling yourself a story of self-doubt and limitation,
right,
you're probably going to act in ways that reinforce that.
Yeah, you're going to limit yourself.
Exactly. But if you start telling yourself a new story,
okay,
a story of courage, resilience, possibility,
okay,
you open yourself up to new possibilities.
That's so powerful.
It is. It's like you become the author of your own destiny.
And while it may sound a bit woo-woo,
a little bit,
there's actually neuroscience to back it up.
Really?
Yeah. When we repeatedly tell ourselves a new story,
okay,
our brains start to rewire themselves to believe it.
Wow.
It's like creating a new groove in a record.
Okay.
The more we play that groove, the deeper it becomes and the easier it is to follow.
So it's not just wishful thinking. It's about actually changing our brains.
It's about actively shaping our beliefs and behaviors through the power of narrative.
You got it.
So don't be afraid to dream big.
Right.
To envision the life you want.
Yeah.
And to start telling yourself the story of how you're going to get there.
I love that.
And don't be afraid to share your new story with others.
Oh, yeah.
Surround yourself with people who support your vision.
That's huge.
And encourage your growth.
That makes a big difference.
That's like having a cheering section for our personal transformations.
I love that.
We all need those supportive voices.
We do.
Those fellow storytellers.
Yeah.
Who will help us amplify our message.
And celebrate our wins.
Exactly. Well, we've talked about all these great things about storytelling.
We have.
But as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
I'm left feeling incredibly inspired.
Me too.
It's amazing to think about how something as simple as sharing a story,
yeah,
can have such a profound impact on our lives.
Absolutely.
And the lives of others.
That's a powerful thing.
It really is. It's a reminder that we're all connected.
Yeah.
That our experiences matter.
They do.
And that our voices have the power to shape the world.
So true.
So to our listeners out there.
Yeah.
Embrace the power of storytelling in your own lives.
Tell your stories.
Share your stories.
Listen to other people's stories.
And never stop exploring the magic and wonder of narrative.
It's all around us.
And if you're looking for more inspiration, mm-hmm, be sure to check out Thriving Threads channel.
They're the best.
They have a wealth of resources on storytelling, personal growth, and creative expression.
It's a great place to start.
So until next time.
Yeah.
Keep those stories flowing.
Keep those hearts open.
And keep those imaginations ignited.
We'll see you next time.